This week on Geek Edition. The COVID-19 pandemic has proven to be quite the foe. Over an entire year, it was nothing but talk about staying 6 feet apart, masking up, and getting tested. It was a super challenge that helped produce a superhero apt for our day. I'm pop culture journalist Dyer Oxley, and this is Geek Edition, reporting on the stories that make us nerds and a little bit more. Captain Quidel is not the only community engagement manager for the company Quidel. Now, that's a medical diagnostics company, has 9 marketing reps throughout the United States. Captain Quidel serves the Seattle market, and she's the only one who opted to don purple tights and a cape. And if that doesn't stick out enough for you, her superhero mobile will certainly catch your attention. And it's all to spread awareness and some joy and maybe a few good deeds while she's at it. And it's all to help not spread a virus. This is the story of Captain Quidel.
You know, even with masks on, people light up. You've got the trickle effect where a kid will see it and then they're tugging on their mom's hands and then the mom sees it and they're both just like, whoa, double take.
Meet Lynn Wilson. Now, if you've ever driven or walked around Seattle during the months of 2020, chances are you've seen her around. And you would definitely remember. At the very least, you'd remember her car.
A lot of people have mentioned that they've seen me on the road and they will follow me until I park. And it's really fun to see because I like to ask them, well, what do you think it is? And 9 times out of 10, they're like, well, it looks like a germ. And so people want to take pictures with me.
The car is very purple. It's also very pink. And it is covered, like painted over with giant germ cells.
It is formerly known as a 2019 Volkswagen Beetle Turbo. And then on the very top of the Volkswagen, we've got a giant styrofoam H1N1 flu virus. And thus, the flu bug is born.
So you get it. It's a Volkswagen bug, but with a giant flu virus on top, a flu bug. It's a pun on 4 wheels, and it stands out. And actually, so does Lynn, because it's not just anyone who can maneuver such a flu bug. You need a cunning, purple-caped superhero.
My name is Lynn, well-known in the community now as Captain Quidel. As I am a community outreach coordinator for Quidel.
It's been said that our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. It's a lesson many have learned through 2020, months and months straining under a pandemic. And it's one Lynn Wilson knows well. A marketing rep by day, but superhero, well, also by day, Lynn has been able to not only pull off her role as an outreach manager for Quidel, that's a medical diagnostics company, she's been able to turn it into the kind of hero that we need during tough times.
I lost my job because of COVID, and then I gained a new job because of COVID, and I will be honest, I was without a job for 6 months. And that is very unlike me because I am someone that likes to do and be active.
Lynn wasn't alone. Unemployment was among the many hits that 2020 dished out. April saw record highs, 14.7% unemployment. That is more than 23 million people out of work.
It was, you know, I admit, yeah, it was scary because you're hearing all this news, you're wanting to be responsible by following the mandates. You want to be respectful of what other people are going through, even though I have been able to maintain my health. And so as everything was so roller coaster for everybody, it actually gave me a good amount of pause to really sit and reflect on, well, what do I value? If I have another job, what would be important for me to really want to invest?
So she hit LinkedIn hard. She updated the resume, eventually got a job offer. This medical diagnostics company based out of San Diego, they needed reps in major cities like Seattle. Lynn made the cut. For a few decades now, the company, Quidel, has made flu tests. It's the kind your doctor uses to see if you're infected. Just so happens, this is also the kind of company that is uniquely positioned to help out with a pandemic need.
With the pandemic, they were really easily able to pivot so that they now have an ABC test where it tests for flu A, flu B, or COVID. That's the C.
If you're not familiar with the medical diagnostic scene or companies like Quidel, you've likely been aware of the work that they do, especially during a pandemic. So you got the federal and the state governments, they've set up their mass COVID-19 testing sites where they jam these swabs way up your nose, maybe tickle your brain just a little bit. That is not Quidel. Quidel's swabs are used at hospitals and doctor's offices, and they don't go so deep to get a sample, but the results are much faster.
Because of COVID, the demand for testing is very high. So Quidel has actually wanted to meet that demand, and they're currently in a partnership with Pac-12. So they're distributing their tests mainly to the colleges and universities so that those athletes, men's basketball, women's basketball, footballers, they're getting the COVID-19 rapid response 15-minute results, the Quidel test.
So all those athletes that you hear about returning on the field, you can partially thank Quidel. But Lynn's job, it's not to administer tests. In fact, she doesn't really spend much time in medical settings. She's out on the road. The job Quidel had required driving around this giant flu bug. It's not the first time Quidel has had a big flu bug driving around Seattle. Last time was more than a decade ago. But this is the first time that Captain Quidel has patrolled the streets. Okay, so this part of the story, it's not quite clear what happened next. Lynn could have been exposed to some kind of mutagen. Some say she was bitten by a radioactive Volkswagen Beetle, Turbo. What is known is that Lynn Wilson was transformed, donning purple tights and a cape, and becoming Captain Quidel.
I've always loved superheroes, absolutely. I mean, I go back all the way, really to the classics with Lois Lane and the original Superman, and X-Men was another classic that I loved, Avengers as well. Sci-fi too was very big for me. X-Files was very big for me. So yeah, being able to have fun with a job is everything. It really gives me my superhero powers and energy to fight the flu fighting fight.
All right. So maybe it's more of a Batman, Batmobile type situation. Quidel has 9 flu bugs, a fleet of flu bugs, in different markets across the U.S. Only one has Captain Quidel roaming the area in her flu bug, bringing awareness to some serious issues during a pretty serious time.
And so within the flu bug being so visual, it's literally driving people to question, what is that thing? Is it an amoeba? No, that is actually a giant virus. You become aware of this effect where you're like, wait a second, I do want to take 6 feet back. I do want to check if I've hand sanitized my hands because I'm on the go.
In a typical year, you'd have companies like Quidel hiring reps like Lynn, and they send them around to events like Seafair or Oktoberfest. The main message being, get tested, wash your hands, take the flu seriously. Messages that have only grown more important with the coronavirus spreading around.
Hey, getting tested actually is going to help us slow the curve by understanding and taking control of if I have COVID or not.
But the usual marketing moves weren't an option during a pandemic year. So what is a superhero to do? Actually, this is where Captain Quidel is truly super, because it's not what's underneath, but what you do that defines you. If you follow Captain Quidel on social media, which I should say is actually pretty engaging, you'll likely see her lending the flu bug where it is needed most. Like, shortly before I was able to speak with her, she was actually helping out with a blood drive with Bloodworks Northwest. Or she'll be helping drive food to students in need, because just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean hunger stops.
Backpack Brigade is an amazing company. Really just need people that are willing to help. And so with the flu bug, I will load it up with lunches that I then distribute and drive straight to the Seattle Public School.
The Backpack Brigade has helped feed students who normally rely on schools as a source of food. You know, in fact, over 2020, Washington State University did this study. They found that 30% of Washington households have experienced food insecurity amid the shutdowns. And actually, 59% of those households had children.
So I've been able to talk to leaders. How can I take advantage of my vehicle and get people essential needs with that organization, as well as partnering with United Way, as well as partnering with YMCA?
Captain Quidel has also been found partnering up with the Downtown Association or Pike Place Foundation, helping struggling businesses amid pandemic restrictions.
And so they've actually started a new campaign called Holding Hope Seattle. It actually is a current art installation where there's 6-foot sculpture features of two hands holding one another in the shape of a heart. So one of the things that I do when I'm not specifically on a route to volunteer is I love going to their 5 locations where the statues are at. And I encourage the people that are there with the flu bug, if you take a selfie and hashtag it, Holding Hope Seattle, that will automatically guarantee a $10 donation in their name to the Pike Place Foundation, so that businesses down there are getting the financial support. There's not a lot of options within outdoor dining. They've been very flexible and been able to create outdoor dining, but even then, it's very hard to maintain businesses when we've got those shutdowns.
So despite the gimmick, you know, and the marketing, when you get down to it, Captain Quidel truly is a do-gooder.
I'm seeing that people are hopeful. I'm really just here as a local support, and it's my hope that with education, we can really help flatten the curve and spread awareness, not the flu or COVID.
A special thank you to Lynn, a.k.a. Captain Quidel, for sharing her story with us. She is still putting her persona to good work, so you can follow it all on Instagram at FluBugC. That's FluBug, S-E-A. It's the same on Facebook. And that story was originally published on Northwest Nerd, Geek Edition's partner podcast. Music in this episode was Newer Wave by Kevin MacLeod, and also Take a Chance, also by Kevin MacLeod. If you like what you heard, please take the time to rate and review Geek Edition on your favorite podcast platforms. Tell your friends. And until next time, I'm Dyer Oxley, and this is Geek Edition.